sports, politics, life. 360 Document Solutions presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at 360documentsolutions.com.
Don't know about you, but we are just hanging on here at the Keatsman household, trying to get through this summer of climate change and all this record heat that we're just trying to survive as it's raining again on this Thursday morning, and we're looking at a high of 84 degrees today. We went out yesterday to play a few holes of golf, and I thought it would be kind of funny. My wife has the bug worse than me. I'm playing an event this weekend. We'll get to play a couple of rounds of golf that she won't be playing, and so she wanted to get out and play some holes yesterday afternoon, and I said, really? Because I got all this golf coming up. She said, yep, let's go play. I said, okay. And I, of course, keep a boombox in the buggy. We play a little music. It was just the two of us. We get sort of by the driving range. We're about 5 minutes from teeing off and starts raining again. And I thought, well, this will be cute because I would have played or not played. You know, she wanted to play, I play. That's just the way it works. It's raining lightly, but it's cloudy. It's not that hot. It's muggy as all get out, but that's it. And I put the song by Supertramp on called It's Raining Again. And she didn't say a word. I don't think she caught it. I don't think she caught it at all. It then went on shuffle and randomly played a bunch of rain songs throughout the front nine there as we had some drips and we dodged it. It was muggy. It was kind of miserably hot in its own weird way because the feels like temperature is always 10 degrees warmer than it actually is. But I just couldn't help but think about that and the rains that we've had here over the last couple of weeks, probably 6 different days it's rained. My sprinklers have been off, and all you're seeing in the national media is this summer of heat, this summer of climate change, this 100,000 years since it's been this bad. And then they always point to Phoenix. Nowhere else but Phoenix. They just tell you, look how bad it is in Phoenix. I did see one story that said, it's so hot in New Mexico, which is right next to Arizona. It's so hot that there's some rocks crumbling at the top of some mountainous rock cropping thing. They're implying that the sun and the heat are so great that I don't know if you've ever heard of this or not. You know, there are mountains, there are hills, there are rocks. Sometimes some of those rocks crumble and they fall. I don't know if you've ever heard about that. Crazy, you know, and then it winds up there's like some rock beside the road because of erosion or whatever's taking place. This is only happening because this is the worst heat in 100,000 years. Rocks are breaking and tumbling. Whoa, boy, it's so hard to keep up with these people and what they think is actually real. But I hope you can survive the 84 degrees and rain today on this just miserable summer of climate change day in the Midwest. It is raining pretty much everywhere, scattered throughout raining. It's not raining on the Royals parade. The Royals win their 5th in the row on Wednesday night, beating the Mets, shutting the Mets out. They brought that young pitcher named Reagans up, and he pitched very, very well in this game. The Royals had to survive a 9th inning where the Mets had the bases loaded, and it was a 4-run game. But you know the Royals. I know what you're thinking. Grand slam, tie game, extra innings. The Royals won 5 in a row. The A's are the worst team in baseball. They won 7 in a row earlier this year. And I remember mentioning in April reading some emails and hearing from some listeners about how bad the Royals were. I said, you know, it's been my experience that pretty much every team in baseball at some point wins 5 games in a row. No matter how bad you are, at some point you win 5 in a row. And it can be done in a variety of ways. In this case, they had a tremendous pitching performance over the weekend from Ryan Yarbrough, who they traded. Bobby Witt's just flat out been on a heater, was 2-for-4 again last night. I mean, over these 5 games, Bobby Witt's numbers are just insane. I mean, this is a guy that's clearly capable of carrying a team for a length of time, and keeping you in games even when your pitchers aren't pitching very well. The Royals have a superstar on their hands in Bobby Witt Jr., and I think that will be our takeaway from the 2023 season. We're going to look back and go, okay, what happened in 2023? Well, they were terrible. This happened, that happened. It was mostly bad. It was Coach Q's first year as manager, whatever. But I think we will look back and go, that's the year Bobby Witt became a big-time major league player. He's just a different hitter right now than he was even earlier this year. He's occasionally will still do the Salvi thing and chase the breaking ball down and away, but he's much more disciplined about not striking out on pitches out of the strike zone, which means he's just swinging at more strikes. And a guy that's that gifted hitting, if you're swinging at more strikes, you're just going to get more doubles and homers. He's the first player since Barry Bonds, to have 15 home runs and 30 stolen bases in his first 2 years in the big leagues? That's pretty good. The stolen base thing gets overlooked, but when you think about it, a lot of guys that can hit home runs get walked, they get pitched around. Those become doubles. I mean, teams don't like to give up doubles. Bobby Witt's going to be a hard guy to walk because he's going to steal second on you. And so he becomes a batter that really becomes hard to pitch around. He's got a chance at a 30-30 season. I don't think any Royals ever done that. He's got a chance at 30 home runs. It's going to be a struggle. He's going to have to, the home runs are going to be hard. And again, any home run record in Kauffman Stadium is just difficult to, you know, the Salvi's 49 or whatever it was home runs that he hit a couple of years ago is ridiculous considering Kauffman Stadium. Just insane because it's just a tough ballpark to hit a bunch of home runs. But Bobby Witt's got a shot. The way he's hitting it right now, he's got a shot to have 30 home runs and 30 stolen bases. He will do that in his career at some point. It seems pretty obvious right now watching Bobby Witt Jr. play. But it's fun to see it. And as bad as the Royals have been, I've always said there will be a moment this season where you're going to go, oh, look at this. It's fun to watch. And it is fun to watch your baseball team win. And they're fun to watch play right now. Bobby Witt Jr. is absolutely worth, he's the kind of guy that you just don't go to the fridge. If he's up, that's not when you're going to the bathroom or going to the fridge. And he's worth buying a ticket to go to the game, to be honest. Brady Singer takes the hill on Thursday afternoon in the last game against the Mets. I consider him the Royals' ace. He's got a 2.3 earned run average at home this year at Kauffman Stadium. I think the Royals, maybe in a weird sort of way, would be favored to win this game to make it 6 in a row. We'll see how long they can run this thing out. If they can get another one here against the Mets, it will be a perfect homestand for the Royals. That is good for business. It's always good to start with something positive, and we're doing that today. I'm saving the news for later because I just am so burnt out on all the stuff they're doing to Trump. So we're going to save that for a little while from now. I got a little wound up earlier this week on a couple of podcasts, and I'm refusing to do that. I'm going to go all positive. Now I'm going to talk about something that's incredibly hard for me to be positive about. I have so many years' experience at places like spring training and Chiefs camp that the hardest thing for me to do the last 15 or 20 years is to hype somebody, to honestly hype somebody. I think the last player I hyped, really hyped, that I got excited about watching in spring training and then seeing in preseason games, that I absolutely, really, totally, completely hyped, the last one I bought in for was Alex Gordon. And it doesn't matter whether it's football or baseball. The Chiefs have had players all the time come into training camp through the years. And we've gone, oh, this is the one. This is the guy. This is that. Whatever. It's incredibly hard to tell in training camp. It's incredibly hard to tell in the preseason. It counts in the big games. When you're playing a big divisional game to win your division or a playoff game, you're playing Cincinnati in December or something like that for home field advantage, that's when you can tell what a player is. Right? So you know what Chris Jones is. You've watched him in big games. You've watched Patrick Mahomes. Yes, he's spectacular in practice. And when he first started out that first year when Alex Smith was quarterback, everybody was saying, oh my God, you got to see this Mahomes in practice. You got to see this Mahomes in practice. I was like, well, if he's that great and he's that ready, maybe he should be playing a little bit. I said, I don't buy it from that. I've seen him. I've watched him on the practice field. It looks great. But he's making throws that nobody wants a pro quarterback to make. Well, Andy Reid became the first coach ever that said, make those throws. Throw it sidearm, throw it across the field, throw it across your body, do all that. They did that for a year, and they let him make all the mistakes he possibly could in practice. Find out what Andy used to say. After Alex was gone that first year, Mahomes went out maybe his fourth or fifth practice in St. Joe, and he threw three interceptions in one practice. And Andy Reid came up and said something that I'd never heard a coach say before, and I didn't believe it when he said it. I just didn't believe it. I wasn't buying in. He said, we have told Patrick to go out there and try anything you want to try, and we're going to show you on tape what you can and can't do. Go find out. Use this camp to find out what you can't do. And it didn't make any sense at the time, and it makes perfect sense now because they know what he can do. He's Superman. He had to find out what he can't do. And so you see something like that, and I've been open to this recently since Mahomes to kind of have my eyes open and say, maybe you can buy into some hype with players. Maybe you should buy into Bobby Witt Jr. when he's crushing it in spring training that, hey, this is going to be a player. But it's been a year and a half here. We've seen signs of Bobby Witt Jr., but not stardom. It looks like he's crossing that bridge and becoming a star player now. That's what it looks like. His defense has been fantastic. It looks like he's making the transition into a superstar baseball player. So the Royals have that going for him. But I'm the guy that needs to wait a year and a half and see it. I needed to see Mahomes throw the ball sideways and back across the field and left-handed before I was going to buy in that this was. And so I'm all bought in. I think you can respect that, you want to see it in the games. So the last guy I really remember saying before I ever really saw him play, just watching him swing the bat, spring training games, big stats, whatever, is Alex Gordon. And then we were disappointed. Next thing you know, they're wanting to send Alex Gordon down to the minor leagues. He's batting 180-something. It took him a while. Alex Gordon was a good Major League Baseball player. He made a lot more money, okay, and he had a giant home run in the World Series. He had moments. Alex Gordon's a Royals Hall of Famer. I got all that. He was here his whole career, all that stuff. But he was never exactly what you thought he'd be. The game was hard for Alex Gordon. It was always a grind. You could see it. You could see the tension in the guy at the plate. You saw how mechanical he was and how difficult it was. He had to work so hard to just be as good as he was, and we thought he was going to be a natural. Some dudes are naturals. The Chiefs this year are talking like they have a natural. If this is true, and if this is legit, this will be one of the greatest stories in the NFL. The Chiefs have a 6'4" wide receiver named Justin Ross that you don't know anything about, likely, unless you just read all the time about the Chiefs. He is an undrafted free agent. He has not played a football game in 2 years. He played at Clemson, where he had a spinal injury, a back injury, and a shattered foot. Now you know why he wasn't drafted. He has worked very, very hard. He got hurt here in Kansas City last year and never played. Okay, he's like, we got a problem here. Kadarius Toney, we love the talent, always hurt. I've said this before. I'm not counting on Kadarius Toney for anything. He's the guy who gets all these little tweak injuries. Okay, those guys are never healthy. They've always got something. It's a hamstring, it's a calf, it's a shoulder muscle, it's an oblique. He tweaks this, tweaks that. He's that guy. So I'm not counting on Kadarius Toney. If this materializes and Toney wants to become a star and he goes out and plays 17 games healthy, great. Shoot me an email and tell me I was wrong. Perfect. Justin Ross is different. He had some football-related injuries that you could look at and say they were debilitating, but he's completely back from all of them, and they were like real injuries. So if you keep him from somebody crushing his foot or, you know, doing whatever, these things can happen. You can get rolled on. Anybody can get hurt in football. This guy was undrafted, but he's 6'4", and he's making play after play in camp, and out of nowhere, he's running with the ones. Not every snap with the ones, but they've rotated him in to the first team that they love this guy. I read one of those stories this week where they anonymously call 5 or 6 general managers or scouts around the league. They don't give their names. And the category was best undrafted player in the NFL this year. And I think they were implying with the question, somebody who wasn't drafted in 2023, an undrafted free agent from this year, but the runaway winner to the whole thing around the league was Justin Ross. So they were counting the fact that he wasn't drafted last year and the Chiefs got him, but he was hurt. In fact, one scout said of Justin Ross, this is an opposing team, said of him, if he stays healthy in that offense with that quarterback, he may become the greatest undrafted player of all time. Undrafted receiver of all time. I thought, well, boy, there's something really interesting right there. Should I be buying into this? I can't do it. He's had too many injuries. I can't. I bring it up because this is the podcast of optimism. And if the Royals can win 5 games in a row, why can't the Chiefs, out of nowhere, just get an amazing wide receiver? Because it's a big target. 6'4", runs, great hands, can jump, everything you're looking for. He's just now getting on the same page with Patrick Mahomes because he's been hurt. So even though he's been here a couple of years, he had a good offseason. He's worked hard. He's done a lot of things to get healthy. It sounds too good to be true. This sounds like, what was the name? I always forget the name of that running back. not Greg Hill. It was around that era. The Chiefs had a running back, and he was in preseason. They're like, oh, boy, this is something else, man. This is the one, and then he was never anything. And so you get burned on these things. I can't tell you I know. I haven't gone up to camp and stood on the sideline and watched the guy. I just know his pedigree here is outstanding. He's from Clemson. He played high-level football, and he's incredibly gifted and talented. He has everything you could possibly want, but nobody in this league was willing to even spend a seventh-round draft choice on him because of the injuries. It would sound too good to be true that this guy all of a sudden is just going to be healthy, playing with Patrick Mahomes and be a great player. But I guess we shall see. KKHI is brought to you by Amini's 105th and Metcalf. Outdoor furniture sale right now, 72 months, 0% financing. You can finance your outdoor furniture, an entire new set, the good stuff, O.W. Lee. Go in and ask for it by name. Lee, that's easy enough to remember. O.W. Lee is the best outdoor furniture on the planet. Now you can get it 0% for 72 months. Amini's, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. This is Amini's. Advantage Termite and Pest Control for all your pest control needs, residential and commercial. Got big warehouse buildings, a restaurant, apartment buildings. You're in business. Advantage can help you there too. AdvantageTPC.com. They would love to work with your team or your family, making sure you're pest-free 365. 913-768-8989. They are the best in the business. I've been a customer for almost 25 years with Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Online at AdvantageTPC.com. And Buck Roofing and Construction. Ron is the best roofer in the Midwest. I saw yesterday while we were golfing up at Canyon Farms, there's some apartments near the 10th fairway is a dogleg right up the hill. It's by Lenexa City Center. There's some really cool apartments there that have unbelievable sunset and golf course views. And up in the corner, they were working on reconstructing one of these apartments from the high winds a couple of weeks ago. Like a piece of the roof came off, the windows were shattered, they were all boarded up, it looked like a war zone. And they were doing all the repair work. And it got me thinking about all the great things that Ron does. And I can't recommend anybody better. If you had some tree damage, hail damage, rain, wind, we've had incredibly high winds. Missouri and Kansas have been the two windiest states in America this summer. If you've had any kind of damage like that, or even think maybe you had some damage like that, Ron will inspect your roof free. Just make the phone call and say, hey, can you get up there and take a look for me? Because I'm not getting up there. That's free. 913-384-2680. You know if your house is situated to where those winds and the direction of the winds could do some damage on your roof. Why wouldn't you get the free roof inspection right now? 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing inspected the roof over your head. The downside of Clemson football, we were talking about Justin Ross from Clemson, is a player named T.J. Dudley. Did you guys see this story? This is remarkable. T.J. Dudley is a player at Clemson, and he has an OnlyFans account. I don't know if you know exactly what OnlyFans is. Think of it as like we have a patron program here where $5 a month, we do 3 extra podcasts a week. We send out a newsletter every weekend. You get material. You get exclusive content for joining the patrons. OnlyFans typically, is hot chicks. It's hot chicks get OnlyFans page, and maybe they'll take their tops off. Maybe they do like bikini shots on Twitter and stuff like that. But then they get an OnlyFans page. They do live chats where you can get in the chat room and ask them questions and talk to them. It's creepy as all get out. Okay? It is. It just is. But it's mostly hot chicks have OnlyFans page. Some of them completely harmless. It's not straight porn. I'm not saying there's not legitimate things on OnlyFans. There are absolutely legitimate things on OnlyFans. But it is also a place for creepy stuff. It's creepy. You pay money, you get in the club, you unlock this exclusive content that is considered not the general internet. You have to basically get into this room, into this space, unlock it, pay for it, and you get it. T.J. Dudley is a player at Clemson, and he has an OnlyFans page. And you would think, okay, if you've got personality and you play, like, we'll use Kansas basketball here as the example. If you're a player on the Kansas basketball team, I could see if you had a really good personality and stuff, you had an OnlyFans page that Kansas fans would pay you money to see you, you know, eating lunch with the stars of the team or, you know, this or that, live stream this. Hey, we'll do a live chat. Ask us anything you want about KU basketball or whatever. I could see there, if your coach let you, I could see where that would be a value, that people would pay that and want to have that exclusive access. Maybe it's on the airplane while they're flying to Puerto Rico. Maybe it's their day at the beach in Puerto Rico. They're playing in this tournament right now. It could be any of those things. And I could see where that would be valuable. And you could make money and people would pay for that. I completely get that. So I guess you would not think TJ Dudley of Clemson football starting an OnlyFans page is the end of the world for Dabo Swinney at Clemson. But it is, because TJ Dudley has been kicked off this team. He had an OnlyFans page and apparently was taking pictures and doing videos in the locker room. Now, I've not read it exactly because we're trying to get to the bottom of exactly what this is. Remember, all this content is locked. So getting to it is something I can't do without signing up or whatever. And I'm sure it's been deleted now and it's gone. The implication here is that TJ Dudley, with his iPhone in the locker room, was getting nudes of his teammates and putting them on an exclusive OnlyFans page where he had to sign up and pay for it to get it. That's one of the most disgusting things ever. This is getting about a tenth of the run as the quarterback at Iowa State who bet $8 a game on sports. Okay, this is a crime. This is a real crime. If that's what he did, if he took nude photos of his teammates, shower, walking across the locker room, even if it's just not genitals, it's just dudes' butts, all right? Women like that. Women like looking at guys' butts. They just do. And I don't know what this is. I just know he was immediately booted. So you're led to believe if he's taking shots in the locker room that you can't do this, that there could be some nude pictures involved. Maybe it's just videos of Dabo coaching the team and he posts that and puts you in the locker room and Dabo's like, you're out of here. It could be something like that, in which case it's merely a Clemson issue. It's not a criminal issue. But can you imagine if there's nudes in this? This dude's going to jail. That's an absolute crime. Absolute crime. And he should be locked up for a while for something like that, if that's what he did. I don't know. The specifics around this are just coming in. But can you imagine you're on a football team and you have an OnlyFans page and you start running videos and pictures of places where you know you're not supposed to be doing it and there could be nudity involved? That's wild, man. That is a wild story. Not as wild as conference realignment. Here we go. Arizona and Arizona State, their Board of Regents is meeting on Thursday night. The only topic is athletics. It's an emergency meeting, and the topic is athletics. This is going to be the Board of Regents should Arizona and Arizona State together leave for the Big 12. Colorado's been added. That's 13. If Arizona and Arizona State come, that would be 15. Most people believe if that happens, Utah will tumble and Utah will come, and that would be 16. Now, what the Big 12 really wants is they want Oregon and Washington. That's what they really want. Trying to get them is going to be difficult. Getting them to move on this is going to be difficult. The Big 10 is now telling people we're not done. We're going to get more. The Big 10 is sitting at 14 this year, will be 16 when USC and UCLA come in. Do they want to go to 18? Do they want to go to 20? They would love to have the academics of Cal and Stanford, but they don't really bring anything football and basketball wise. So the Big Ten is looking at this going, what we'd really like to have is Washington and Oregon come play sports for us and Stanford and Cal raise our academics. That would put them to 20. There are all kinds of people now believing Florida State, a trustee at Florida State has said it's not if, it's when we leave. That will be the end of the ACC. That, you know, maybe the smarter schools, Virginia or something in the ACC, could be headed to the Big Ten. A lot of people are beginning to think that we're headed to three major conferences, and those would be the SEC, the Big Ten, and the Big 12. Would they rename them? Of course. Something's got to be renamed. The Big 12, if the Big 12 winds up with 20 schools, you got to rename it. So all of this chatter through all of these years, we heard everybody in the Kansas City media, Clay Travis, all these other people, Kansas State's going to wind up in the Mountain West. Iowa State is screwed. All these small Oklahoma State, you're all screwed. Well, it looks like now Big 12 has become buyers, which I always thought would happen. There was never going to be a reason for Oklahoma and Texas to go to the Pac-12. That never made any sense at all. Zero for that to happen. Zero. So we knew that was never going to happen, even though everybody in this town and Clay Travis all said that that was what going to happen. No chance it was ever going to happen. the SEC move, you sort of understand it, maybe. And we may get to a point here where the three conferences get together and say, now, wait a second. Let's make these super leagues, but let's go back to better arrangements of who's in what's conference, which conference and what's it matter. There are grumblings that A&M may want back in the Big 12. Right, this is getting really wild in a lot of places. Florida State has said, we're gone. We're out somehow, some way. We're moving. We just don't know where. So it's happening, and realignment is the best word. Somebody's getting left behind here. The two that are just dangling out there that nobody seems to want are Oregon State and Washington State. They're in real trouble. And this would be a good time to reflect on the history of this conference, which is expanding wildly now. It looks like Arizona and Arizona State are voting to come in. This is a good time to reflect that in 1928, six schools left the Missouri Valley and formed the Big Six. That became the Big Eight, then the Big 12. We'll see what this is called now, almost 100 years later. There will be three founding members remaining in this league. And as you know, I'm a proud Kansas Cityan, and I think this is really, really important. I think growing up here, I have traveled this country. I've been everywhere pretty much and seen all the sports towns. There are some great sports towns. There are very few that the fiber of their city has to do with athletics like this. It was home to the NCAA. It was home to the conference. It is major league when we probably don't deserve the major league teams we have because of our population. We've overachieved as a sports city. There is no doubt about that. Now, we're just the city of champions. Everybody's won a title here in the last several years. Sporting Kansas City, Kansas Jayhawks, Kansas City Royals, Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody wins a title in this town. We're title town. The three remaining schools are a trio that circle right around Kansas City. You know who the three remaining founding schools will be? A lot of people want to throw Colorado in there. No, they want to throw in Oklahoma State because Colorado was gone all those years. The three original members that have been the foundation of this league since day one remain. Two of them were the ones that everybody in the country said, you're screwed, you're gone. They've remained loyal. They stayed in. Iowa State and Kansas State are safe. The third is Kansas. KU, K-State, and Iowa State, three founding members when this new league is done, will be the only three original members remaining in this conference, and the conference will be bigger and stronger than ever. The way this is playing out, it's really, really, really cool news. I don't know how it will shake out. I said all along that, you know, the Pac-12 isn't, it will go away maybe as a conference, but not every team. There's going to be landing spots for those schools. The funny part of all this was, do you remember when the Rose Bowl held up college football? The Rose Bowl held up a playoff. They kept us from getting a meaningful playoff in college football for three decades because the Big Ten and the Pac-12, the Big Ten then was the biggest league, not the SEC. The Big Ten was calling all the shots. They said, our partners in the Pac-12, we have to protect the Rose Bowl. Nothing matters but the Rose Bowl. Like this was their posture 15 years ago. Nothing matters but the Rose Bowl. We don't want a playoff. We want the Rose Bowl. Ah, the Big Ten's a great partner, aren't they? Now the Big Ten is just cherry picking the carcass of the Pac-12. They're ripping them apart. They literally caused the disintegration of that league after they held up all college football because, you know, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 were partners and the Rose Bowl is such a big deal. They held up all the rest of college football for all of us. And now the Big Ten has done all this and just ripped the Pac-12 to shreds by taking USC and UCLA. I mean, it's amazing. And they're not done. The Big Ten can, look, the Big Ten's going to get to pick over the Big 12. I'm willing and able to admit that. Which is why Arizona and Arizona State should take the deal now. If they take the deal, and there could be a vote as early as Friday by the Big 12, if this happens this week, that's the end of the Pac-12. They're done. Arizona and Arizona State are out. Oregon's holding out. These other schools are holding out. They don't want to be the ones that broke the league apart. Well, I think that's gone. I mean, USC and UCLA are gone. Colorado's gone. What more do you need? Go where you got to go. It's every school for themselves. It's wild right now, but it looks like the future of the Big 12 is very bright. And I'm trying to think of a reason why you wouldn't be talking to Florida State. If Florida State's saying not if, when, and they want out of there, the Big 10 doesn't seem to be interested in Florida State. The academics are no good. SEC's not interested in more teams right now. There's a lot of schools out there the Big 12 could be talking to and working out deals. This is getting really wild with college football. I always say college football, it's really all college athletics, but they're all of these decisions are made in the name of football. They really, really, truly are. There's a little bit of an undertone of basketball in the Big 12 because Yormark's a basketball guy. And I think he likes Arizona in this league because their basketball program. We'll see. It looks like the Big 12's in a stronger position than they have ever been in all of this. And I say good riddance to Oklahoma and Texas. I don't blame them. I think Tim Weiser nailed it this year at the Big 12 Media Days. It's much better to go to the SEC and lose to those schools than to lose to Iowa State and K-State. It doesn't sit well with your fans. When K-State's winning the Big 12, it's time for Oklahoma and Texas to leave. You can finish third or fourth in that league, and Alabama can win, and you can hold your head high. When K-State and TCU are playing in the title game, and the year before was Oklahoma State and Baylor, the last four teams in the title game were Oklahoma State, Baylor, Kansas State, and TCU. Yeah, when that's happening, it's time to leave. They're embarrassed. They're supposed to be better. They're just not. They're just not. There's always been that in college football. Basketball, too, but more so in football of, you know, it's style over substance. What's your image? What do people think of you? Which is why everybody thought Oklahoma and Texas would go to the Pac-12, because people thought, well, the Pac-12 is better than the Big 12. No, it's never been better than the Big 12. You know why it's never been better? The fans don't care. They don't care. You know where the fans really care in that conference? Oregon State and Washington State. Places like that. That's where the fans really care. There are no USC fans. They'll turn out when it's glamorous. And they'll turn out this year. They've got their coach. They've got their Heisman quarterback. They'll sell a bunch of tickets this year. But most years when they don't have, nobody cares. Where do you think USC rates in Los Angeles sports when they're not playing well? Nobody even knows they're playing. That's a tough market, man. And college athletics are way behind pro sports in almost every place the Pac-12 plays. All right, as we head to news, I want to remind you that the new car image is a happy sponsor of KKHI. They're so happy, they want to put money in your pocket this August. That's right. If you want to get your car detailed, 15% off, promo code KKHI. The website is thenewcarimage.com. That's the, T-H-E, thenewcarimage.com. 816-499-1470. They do fleet work. They also do personal concierge for everything with your car. They'll maintain it for you. They'll take it for maintenance. They'll take it for titling, registration, all of these things. Put the plates on it. They'll do everything for you. If you need a personal vehicle concierge or fleets, they do all of it. TheNewCarImage.com. They're exceptional at detailing. The interior detail's ridiculous. It's better than when you drove it off the showroom. And the ceramic coating, you're going to love this. You're going to love this. Do it. Bring your car to just back to life, baby. TheNewCarImage.com, 816-499-1470. Oh, promo code KKHI at ticketsforless.com. I got an email today from a guy who lives in near Surprise, Arizona. They've retired to Arizona, and he lives out there, and he said, you know, we thought we'd go to an NFC game this year, and he bought tickets to see the 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals out there, and he got them through Tickets for Less. And I said, well, thank you so much for using them. He said it was easy. Use the promo code. Can't wait to go. And really enjoyed the service. It doesn't matter where you live. Ticketsforless.com can get tickets for an event anytime, anywhere. Football, any sport, concerts, everything's right there online. Ticketsforless.com. The promo code is KKHI. It always saves you 5 to 15% on anything you buy. And right now they're featuring a Royals Cardinals tailgate event. The Cardinals are coming to town August 11th and 12th. If you use the promo code 1985, which is when the World Series was between those two teams, that's 1985, promo code 1985. You get free VIP tailgate passes. This is a three-hour event prior to first pitch. Includes burgers. They're grilling burgers, dogs, sides, all you can eat. All-inclusive beer, seltzer, soft drinks, water. Absolutely free. Purchase your Royals Cardinals tickets from ticketsforless.com and use the promo code 1985 and get the free VIP tailgate passes. Awesome stuff. Tickets for Less. They're a fun bunch of people, too. And you'll meet them that night. They're there at their VIP. It's cool stuff. Window World is simply the best for less. They are the top window replacement company anywhere in the Midwest. John Gillette and his team work in all over Kansas and Missouri. 82 counties in Kansas and Missouri, they got it covered. So whether it's your lake place, your home here, your rental property, you need some new windows from the storms, Window World is your call. 816-799-0820. That's 816-799-0820. 0820 online at windowskansascity.com. They have 0% interest as well. They're the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. WindowsKansasCity.com for Window World. Simply the best for less. All right, I'm reading the story in The Guardian that a couple, not even a couple months ago, five, 6 weeks ago, Barack Obama visits the White House. He visits the White House, and The Guardian is now reporting, this story came out yesterday. The Guardian is reporting that the meeting, what the meeting was about. Obama went to the White House 5 weeks ago, and they used this word in quotes, warned. Obama went to the White House and warned Joe Biden, because remember, Obama's our president right now. Obama went to the White House a few weeks ago and warned Joe Biden that it is going to be insanely hard to beat Donald Trump. Now, let that sink in for a second. Trump's indicted on all these charges. You supposedly beat him by 7 million votes last time. You won the Electoral College fairly easily that way. You've got a chance to put him in jail. You've weaponized the entire Department of Justice. You're going to have a money advantage because he's hemorrhaging cash defending himself. And Obama is warning Biden, warning him that this is going to be insanely hard to beat Trump. Now, you know me. You know my motto, be skeptical. Why would Barack Obama be warning Joe Biden of this and how hard this is? Why would this be hard? This sounds like it should be easy. Why would he be warning this is going to be insanely hard? Why? What does he know about the 2020 election we don't know? What does he know about how they pulled that off in 2020 that we don't know? What does he know about how they pulled it off in 2020 that we don't know that they don't have in place this time? These are just legitimate questions. Why would Barack Obama, 15, 16 months before the election, go to the White House and warn the administration, this is going to be way harder than you think. This is going to be really hard to beat this man. Well, I think if you asked a Democrat operative, they'd say, well, they're simply saying, you know, that interest rates are high and we have the war in Ukraine and, you know, we had some problems with this and that, and people are going to look at this. And, you know, the Republicans have been out there talking about the border and all these other fake issues, but people are believing it. Oh, it's more than that. It's not just gas prices. It's not the economy. It's not inflation. It's not the fact that nobody can afford a mortgage or buy a house. Obama knows something about the 2020 election. This is the most incredible story to read because it never mentions this. It never mentions in there what I'm mentioning to you right now, and that is, why would he do this? There really is no reason. This looks like a slam dunk for the Democrats, right? They've got Trump on the ropes. They've got him in jail. They got him in an orange jumpsuit behind bars. And this just looks like a slam dunk, doesn't it? And Obama went there and warned them how hard this is going to be. What does he know about those 80 million votes? Subsequent to this meeting, The Guardian reports, and this is the best part, because then they talked about Obama being there, the White House staffers, and somebody has leaked this. Biden told White House staffers that Barack Obama is upset that the Biden administration is seen as much more, quote, transformative, unquote, than the Obama administration was. In other words, the topless transgender hanging out on the White House lawn, you know, all of the things we see them doing, the open borders, the defunding police, the weaponization of the FBI, all these things they're doing to advance their socialist communist causes, that the media and the stories that are out there and people in Democrat circles now see Biden as more transformative than Barack Obama, and Obama's pissed. So apparently Biden has ignored this. Obama came and warned him, whatever, and they're like, yeah, you don't have to warn us. We've got this. We know the hard left playbook and we're executing it. I don't know what's going on in Democrat circles. I know Obama is what America's doing right now is exactly what Obama always wanted to do. He was a little before his time. It was probably too early to be pushing those things on the American people. But believe you me, he loves every ounce of this stuff. He wants that Constitution gone. They want that thing shredded. They want to get complete control of the government and write a new Constitution, a new charter going forward for our country. That's what they want. That is all they want. And then they have complete control. They'll get rid of the Electoral College. It will be a popular vote, a new constitution, and conservatism will be dead in this country. It will just be a matter of, can somebody to the right of somebody far left win any elections? That's all we'll have. That's what they're trying to do in this country, and it's just amazing to me that Obama is there warning Joe Biden how hard it's going to be to beat Trump, because the only thing I can think of is he knows just how stacked and rigged that election was. And yeah, I would love, if I had an interview with Barack Obama, I would just like to look him in the eye and say, do you really think Joe Biden got 10 million more votes than you? I would love to hear him answer that question. I don't think he'd answer it. I think he'd pause. He'd probably stare right through you like he wanted to, you know, put the Secret Service on you and kill you. I would love to ask Barack Obama, what do you think of Joe Biden getting 10 million votes more than you? There is no way. No way. And we all know it. Stock market tumbled on Wednesday. We had some really bad news happen. Tumbling again on Thursday. Here we go. So it had a really nice run. Can't say it didn't. It's not tumbling because we had a really nice run and it's correcting. The Fitch Ratings Service downgraded the United States of America's credit from AAA to AA+. The markets reacted and said, uh-oh. The rating services are looking at the United States of America saying they're not the most worthy economic country on earth, and we're not giving them our top rating. They have spent too much money they don't have. They're adding $2 trillion worth of debt every year. The Democrats are out of control. They went crazy with COVID. You can't sustain this. They can't pay their debt. We're downgrading them. That hurts every single American and will likely devalue the dollar, which means you got to make more and more and more and more and more just to stay where you are. It's getting harder and harder because elections matter. If you keep putting these Democrats in charge and we don't clean out that swamp, economically, within the next 10 years, this country is going to be a disaster. We're going to be a mess. Even those of us that have saved and done well and invested and have a plan and all these things are going to be hurting. Every single one of us is going to be feeling it. We're going to go, wow, how did this happen in our country? Well, it happened at the ballot box. It's pretty easy to see how these things happen. We did the story of, I don't know which podcast it was, but I know I mentioned in one of them, the 55-gallon drum that washed up on the beach in Malibu. The sealed drum, you know what I'm talking about, like a big oil drum. When we were kids, we used them as trash barrels, and you had to pound with a hammer the metal top to close it. This 55-gallon drum washed up on the beach, and there was a dead body in it. They have identified the dead body. It is 32-year-old Javonte Murphy. You want to just take a flyer, a guess at what Javonte Murphy did for a living? 32-year-old Javonte Murphy from Los Angeles washed up on the beach in Malibu in a 55-gallon drum, dead. He, of course, was a rapper. All his family are saying he's a good person. We don't know what happened. He's so good. He was so sweet. He's got a boy. He's been a good father. He's got priors all over the place. He's got priors. He had a restraining order. He had all kinds of stuff. Javonte Murphy washed up in a drum. I think that's probably going to wind up being a pretty interesting story. A bad one, a tragic one. You hate to see violence. You hate to see anything like this. But I think when we learn eventually, when they catch somebody and learn the details of how, we don't know what he died of. It didn't say he had a gunshot wound or there's no details of any of that. They've just identified him. This can be a hell of a story. How you kill somebody, put him in a barrel, and hope to send him out to sea and they wash up on a beach in Malibu. It's not a funny story. Shouldn't even be remotely laughing. This one's funny. We missed out, though. I didn't know this happened yesterday. So the friend I can't mention on the podcast and I bought some Mega Millions tickets on Tuesday. Like, let's just give this thing a try. It was $1.1 billion. Nobody hit it. Saturday, it's $1.3 billion. Mega Millions, not Powerball. Mega Millions. So yesterday, Krispy Kreme Donuts, based in North Carolina, put out a tweet. If you have a losing ticket for Mega Millions yesterday, come on by Krispy Kreme and we'll give you a free glazed donut while supplies last. Krispy Kreme's pretty good at doing the free donut promotion thing. you know, it was midweek, it's a Wednesday, it's not their big days. Get people in there remembering what it's like to eat one of these fresh Krispy Kreme donuts. I would like one right now as I do this podcast, because when you go to the store and they're still warm, they are ridiculous. And I love, we always have this best donuts in Kansas City, and Lamar's is great. We've got great local donut places. I'm not saying we don't, but most of those are like specialty things, whatever. You can't do better than a hot Krispy Kreme right after they make it. It's just unbelievable. They're insane. They're insanely great. So they offered them up free yesterday. I've got some losing tickets, but I don't think they'll honor today. I'm still thinking about going to Krispy Kreme, which is why they do these things. But we missed it. The point of this is, if you've never played the lottery, take $2, go up to the convenience store, buy one Saturday. Wouldn't it be cool if somebody from our area won $1.3 billion? And don't forget, if you heard it here on this podcast and you win, I'll accept my 15% gratuity. My tip. I'll take that. I'll take the 15% tip. No big deal. I'll wait. I'll wait as long as I need. In fact, I'll lower it down. I'll give you less since it's such a big amount. We'll do like caddies. I'll take the 10%. It's just $130 million. You'll be able to easily afford tipping your favorite podcast host $130 million if you win. Go get your Mega Millions ticket. Let's get somebody around here winning. It seems like they're always either in California or some small town in the Appalachians. That's it. And I can't really make it to either at this point in time for Saturday's drawing, but go get it and jump on that thing. $1.3 billion is what it will be. Our final is sponsored by the Finch Knife Company, online at finchknifeco.com. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife. Three new series out in the last 4 months. We love them, the Hatfield and McCoys, the Flint series, and the Shiv series. These are beautiful pocket knives that are collector's items with awesome, incredible designs and handles made of mother of pearl, wood, bone, beautiful, beautiful, functional pocket knives. FinchKnifeCo.com. Available at Shields, The Bullet Hole, and Teague Tractor. Or online is easier. FinchKnifeCo.com. RobertsRobinson.com is your website for all things Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs. Tim Trader's my guy on the showroom floor. He's there every day. You want to call Tim? Say, Tim, here's what I'm looking for or what I'd like to build. And they'll help you. They'll take it right from there. 816-826-1563. And don't forget, Roberts Robinson can service your vehicle too, whether it's a GM vehicle or not. They'll pick it up at your home or workplace, take it to their shop, service it, and return it to you. Who does that? That's pretty cool stuff, man. They're also the home of the lifetime warranty, absolutely free. Nobody else does that. Online, robertsrobinson.com. And bstock.net has a lot of great things going on. You can check out their website for it. But right now, I got this urgent email from Chris. He's got to get rid of these appliances. They got to go. Mostly refrigerators and washers and dryers. They've got other things as well. Appliances have to go. They need the warehouse space. He's just making an offer. I'm not kidding. He's just like, make an offer and get this stuff out of here. Got to go. We'll deliver it. They don't like to really set things up. They deliver. They're not a big install company, things like that. He's like, we need these things to go so bad. We will deliver in the metro area. We will set it up for you. We'll install it. We'll do all of it for you. Just please buy these things. We got, guys, get a garage refrigerator. Do you know what kind of a nice garage refrigerator you can have right now for peanuts? Just for like no reason at all? You can do this. Your beer fridge in your garage. Get a brand new one. A really cool one that look really nice in your garage for like nothing. I'm telling you, it's really cheap. 14680 South Flaming Road, or just call them. Log on to bstock.net. Our final is the football player Johnny Manziel. You guys remember Johnny Manziel? He would score a touchdown in college, and he did that thing with his hands like he was taking $100 bills at a strip club and throwing dollar bills at a strip club and throwing them at ladies. And then he did another one where he's like, you got to pay me. He did the dollar sign with his fingers, and he'd do all that. So his nickname became Money Manziel. He didn't do very well in the pros, but he's made a lot of money. He's a likable guy. A lot of people really like him. He's in the Texas A&M Hall of Fame. He was a tremendous college player. And once you're a tremendous college player and a, you know, big-time guy like that, you can always go back to your alma mater and make money. He does speeches. He does all kinds of stuff. Most of these guys that are big-time college football players find a way, even if they don't make it in the pros, to make big money doing other things. Johnny Manziel is no different. He's opening a bar in College Station, Texas, which fits his personality. He's party boy. He's building a sports bar, a Texas A&M themed sports bar called Johnny Manziel's Money Bar. Let's go to the Money Bar. You know, if I go to College Station, I'd probably have to check it out. Wouldn't you? I give the guy credit. He knows how to market the thing. He's got partners. It'll be a cool place. They'll wind up overcharging and making a lot of money. So that's what you do. When you're famous like that, you do that. You hang out in there every now and then. You take some pictures. You sign a couple autographs. Johnny Manziel's Money Bar opening this season in College Station for Texas A&M football. There is Thursday's episode of KKHI. We got another patron podcast coming up later today. Danny Klingscale will be joining me, and we'll be doing a whole bunch of sports stuff on our patron podcast on this Thursday. I've told everybody this week, if you sign up this week, I've had four or five new signups, and I've emailed them the patrons post from last Saturday. If you want to see what the newsletter looks like, sign up. I'll send you last week's newsletter. You'll unlock all the patron podcasts. We would love to have you on board. It's easy to do. Just go to kkhasissues.com. That's KK has it. This is my inflation fighter. We got all this inflation. You know, I need more patrons. I really would like more patrons because I do the content and I want more people to hear it. And I want more people to read the newsletter. That's what I really want. I just want more of you to hear it and see it. So I'd love to have you on board. kkhasissues.com. $5 a month. It's mostly a charitable endeavor. We do all kinds of, we did the Camo to College thing last week. We worked really well with them, and hopefully we're making a difference, making donations, things like that. We love to use the patron program for charitable endeavors. So we don't always talk about all of them and all the things we do, but know that your money's going to something pretty good. That's what we like to do with that. KKHasIssues.com if you'd like to get signed up. And thanks for listening to this episode of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.